Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. I'm excited today to have an old friend who we kind of lost touch and we've kind of reunited in the last year or so, and I just love him to death. James Dentley, thank you for being with me.
I'm excited just to be here.
And if you probably have heard his name because he has recognized all over the world, touched millions of people's lives and helped them improve them. Such an incredible, he's a speaker, he's been an author, he's a life and business strategist, he calls himself, but he's just an all-round fantastic human being. And I know you've worked with my son years ago. Mm-hmm. He just touches so many lives, and he's a very sought-after speaker. And I'm excited to finally get him on the podcast because he's also, we've been doing some work together in the last year through some of the Think and Grow Rich Legacy Tour events, and now he's invited me. I'm going to be able to participate with a couple events with James in Chicago, so I'm excited about that. James, thanks for being with me.
Well, you know, I'm excited to be here, Sharon, and, you know, I want to thank you for all the great work you've done in your career because you have inspired so many people, including myself, and just to be able to touch so many lives is just so special because in life, you know, I would have never dreamt as a child. I knew I would do something. I never dreamt I would be where I am today.
Well, and I think that's true for a lot of us that find success. Yeah. And it's something that, you know, talk about this. This is the Play Big movement, and it stands for being number one in your field, living your legacy. And that's really, you know, touching every heart that you touch every day, not waiting till you're gone, and then creating maximum impact. So, you definitely are at the top of that list. But as when you're out there inspiring young entrepreneurs and, you know, thinking of the concept of playing big, what share with us some of your thoughts that you share with people?
Well, you know, there's so much to do. And we live in an age right now with the with technology, with the things we have available to us and the things that are yet to come, that it seems like the world has shifted, Sharon. It's like, right now, the world belongs to those who can play in their imagination and are willing to step into it. And all of us have this genius that we're all born with. We have this spirit, even as little children, that we have this great imagination of things that we can create. And I even remember my mom, you know, growing up in a she worked in a grocery store in the daytime, so she didn't have a lot of money, and she would create meals from nothing. And from the little bitty babies to the adults that are able to create a life to raise their children, to lead a good example, to be able to make an impact in some shape, form, or strive to do so, or desire to do so. I think that's really is going to be the main ingredient that's going to take us forward. And I'll say this, our friend that we both know, Mr. Jeff Hoffman, and he's going into prisons to teach people who are, you know, incarcerated technology. And, you know, I thought about this and I said, wow, you know, usually if someone spends a lot of time incarcerated, they come out and they're usually behind society. They've missed so much. They don't know how to catch up. But if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, because now they can create the future. Because when you lock up a person, body, you don't lock their spirit. The spirit's still there. So in all of us, every person out there, there's things that we can do, things we can create, and ways we can serve. You know, Martin Luther King said everyone cannot be famous, but everyone can be great because greatness comes through service. So there's a part that all of us already play I just want to acknowledge that and give homage to all those out here who are living life every day, just trying to make it, just trying to be somebody, because you all matter.
Oh, it's so true. And I just, you know, I love your messaging, and certainly one of the things that you really focus on right now. I love you talk about, you take good speakers to great speakers and great speakers to legendary speakers. So you really are focused not only in your network marketing company, which I just love to share a little bit about that, Total Life Changes, but also really helping others create platforms. And that's what we teach here, James, is understanding that you can have the greatest product or service, you can have the greatest ability to share it, but if you don't have the platform and the systems to reach people, you know, it's build it and it will come. So share a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, well, it's both on both sides of that, because see, in corporate America, a lot of companies have the platform, but now they're learning how to communicate that, not just to the customer, but internally as well, to create culture. To create culture by identifying mission statement and core values to be able to springboard so everything's consistent and they can continue to lead the marketplace or grow in the marketplace to create greater impact. The other side of it is that all of us have a story, and every story is important because every life is important. There are people out there that can only hear from you as an individual, and every person has a story that's, even in the biblical terms, and times, they talked about speaking in tongues, but there was an interpreter, which means there's always people that can hear and they can only hear you. So to help people to be able to share their story, to understand that their story can save a life, can inspire a life, can remind a life, can everyone's a great example or a terrible reminder. So even the bad stuff counts. You know, so in teaching people not just how to speak and how to use their voice as an instrument, as a soundtrack to a movie, the other side of it, you got to have the tools. We have so many people out here that want to speak, and they deserve the platform, and there's enough room for everybody, I think. But what do you do? How do you put together your sales funnels? How do you build a database? How do you nurture the base? How do you find stages to speak on or create your own? How do you create programs and products online to sell and bring to the marketplace? How do you take the things that are inside of your heart, the spirit? Because once you start to do that, it's like you're stirring a pot that's inside of you. And when you're stirring that pot, it's going to take the aroma of your genius, the aroma of your gifts out there into the atmosphere. It's just going to be part of the frequency that's going to attract people to you, attract you to the situations that each of us, and we'll find our place on how we really fit. And I believe that communication is the new currency. So communication is boss.
I love aroma of your gifts. I love that. That is, I've never heard you say that before. I love that. That's fantastic. It is so true. You know, we do have our stories, and certainly as I've shared mine, I think I probably was a pretty good speaker, that I've actually been able to develop a little stronger in that direction because I started being more vulnerable and started sharing the downs as well as the ups. And I never thought I needed to do that. I felt like I needed to be the teacher. And so then realizing that the more I shared and opened up about my own journey, the more people could relate to me. So I totally agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, it's very interesting because, you know, years ago, people were afraid of being vulnerable, especially men with the machoism, but women as well. You know, certain things you had to keep covered. You had to find safe places and havens you can go. My wife says that the women's restroom is magical. I know nothing about that, but I'm always listening to learn more. To find that safe place and that safe haven. And today, I think it's so important because today, you know, with technology, it connects us, but it's also there's also a disconnect. But when you get a chance to share your story and become vulnerable and speak and be fully self-expressed, to be fully authentic, to be present, there's such a freedom there. And then you find your power in that humility. You find your power. I call it a quiet intensity. It just, it's like you're going with the wind. You're going with the tide. And when you're with the wind and with the tide, you got it made. That's it. You just flow.
I love that. I love that. So I know you're very active right now in the company Total Life Changes, as well as doing this Inspire to Speak. But what's on the horizon for James Dentley? You've got so many things going on. What's your vision for James?
Well, you know, people have been trying to push me in the media for the last 7 or 8 years. And finally, I'm headed in that direction. We're launching a show called We Are the Dentleys, or Meet the Dentleys. We're open to see which one is going to pan out, that we're going to go with what the people tell us to do. But myself and my incredible loving wife, who is a double scientist and physicist, and she's just so cool. We have so much fun every day.
She's fantastic.
Yes, yes, she is. So we're building out the streaming network, and we're building out the network to create a platform to bring stories from our children. I even want to do political stories, but I want them to be all kids, because I want us as adults to be able to see ourselves. Mm-hmm. Civility is somewhat as a lost art in occasion, but there's no greater power than the power of the human connection. And you know what's so interesting is that with that media and with speaking from stages and all, we have about 4 or 5 business accelerator events happening in Chicago this year, and then the National Executives Club throughout different parts of the country, to bring people together to a common theme that we can grow together, but we also can serve together. And we can serve in a bigger way, to be able to help people to really understand when we're doing things, are we really making a difference? How do we really measure that? And what is our intention? Because at the end of the day, as being Americans, and because no matter what we think in our political, our religious, and our cultural differences that we may have, or choices, anybody that comes in this country, like 9/11, we come together as a family does. So that doesn't mean we have to wait. You know, we always say, why do we wait through a funeral for everyone to come together? Why do we wait for tragedy for everyone to come together? Let's learn to express ourselves and bring people together out of love and understanding, to listen, to understand and respect the point of view, even if you don't necessarily agree with it. Respect the fact that they get to make that choice. Because you can love them way over there across the street if you need to, but you still can love them instead of putting out negative energy or negative frequency.
Oh, it's so important.
Bear any fruit.
It's so important to bring that back. One of my sheroes is Sandra Day O'Connor, and that was her messaging throughout her time, throughout her career, was civil discourse. You know, she could fight like dogs in the chamber or in the court, but share a meal afterwards, because they and respected each other's opinion, right to have their own opinion. So
yes.
And it's become somewhat of a lost art. So I applaud you in wanting to bring focus back to that. I'll support you any way I can, because it's so important, particularly in the world we live in right now, which is so divided.
Yes.
Let's talk about, I'm so excited that we have March is Women's History Month, but you've invited me to come for a couple of events. So share a little bit about those events.
Well, you know, we have this executive luncheon, and March is Women's Month. And I belong to several organizations, but they're always focusing on men. And I honestly feel that, we talk about that we need to learn to a language of Spanish. Spanish needs to be our second language. I think our second language, Sharon, needs to be gender. You know, none of us got here without a woman.
That's true. I tell women, stop complaining about the men in your life. Start celebrating the ones that support you. When we work together, we have the greatest success.
Yes, yes. And I can't wait for women to, let's have a woman president. I really can't. It's going to be really, really cool. Because I know my mother, she'll take care of business. She'll take care of everything else, but she'll keep us in our place at the same time. And with a look, you know, see, we'll get back where we need to be. And I believe inside of every adult, that child still resides there. So that's there. I almost forgot the question. What was the question again?
Our events that we're going to
do. Oh, event. God, thank you. See, so with the events in Women's Month coming up, you know, we're honored. I want to have you here, because honestly, and this is for everyone in the Play Big movement, there is no one I've ever met that I have this level of respect for, and not just because of what you've accomplished, and you've accomplished a lot, but because of who you are and how you wear those accomplishments. And knowing Phil from way back, over a decade, your son, and meeting your husband and getting a chance to know him. And you know, my book is about frequency, so I kind of tap in. And Kara taps in very well as well. So we kind of know there's kindred spirits, but you've done so much. So we wanted to bring you to our audience in Chicago to share your message of hope and inspiration because of way you carry your womanhood, your womanness, your business savviness. And that has nothing to do with being a woman, but being a human being and being a human being and how you show up. So with that, we're looking forward for you. And we have Dr. Sonia Stribling. We have a lot of my Dr. Kara Scott Dentley, my wife, are going to be there leading the charge, and a few others, Robbie Matthews and geez, Chantel, Simone. We've got a cast of women and some men as well that will be there. And we're going to honor and celebrate and learn from all these entrepreneurs, men and women alike, who are subject matter experts, but you do bring so much that I think that you kind of culminate the entire event and bring it together. So we want to honor you at that event with this very special award. I'll search high and low to find a trophy that I don't believe that you have, because I like things to look different and cool. I like to be like anybody else. I thought it was so cool. And it's expensive, but it was cool. So we're honored to be able to celebrate you and thank you for your life's work. And we invite everyone to come out because we're doing four of these events, and they're just going to all connect the dots. And I believe you change your life by the books you read and by the people that you spend your time with. And you've written some of the most epic books that will last throughout our lifetimes, for sure. And a lifetime that will go out through the ages. And I'm just honored to be there and looking forward to the different things we'll be able to do together. And as my wife, who adores you, and thank you, and you adore her, and hopefully there's a little space for me to just be somewhere close into that vapor and be able to ride. So we're excited about the event. It's going to be March 6th, 7th, and 8th is the actual Business Accelerator event. And on March 5th will be the luncheon, where we'll have up close and personal conversations and get a chance to interview to find out who is Sharon Lecter, who is Dr. Stribling, and we want to know who you are. And that's, you can be on, it's unfiltered there. So whatever a person needs to say in that sacred space, we want them to say it so people can really understand it. We're real people. We're real people. And if you've been able to do it, they can do it. If you've been through things, they can go through things, because every challenge uniquely qualifies us to be able to help and understand other people that come later.
Absolutely. And I am so excited to be able to spend some quality time with you, James. We haven't, you know, we've been together at events and we've been together, but this will give us some quality time. So I'm really looking forward to that for you and your beautiful bride. Yes. It'll be a wonderful time to connect, and there'll be information about it in the notes for the podcast, but also for your ongoing events. And if people want to find out more about you, James, how can they most quickly find you?
Well, they can go to jamesdentley.com. I have a radio show also, and they can tap into the James Dentley Show. But they can reach out at jd@thejamesdentleyshow.com. jd@thejamesdentleyshow.com. However, if they want to attend this epic event, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We got a lot of fun. We got everything baked in. You're going to have a good time. We're going to have a social network as part of that as well. We have a lot of great networking. So everyone will walk out knowing they got something that will take them to their next step. You can simply go to businessaccelerator2020.com. businessaccelerator2020.com. Get your tickets there, and you can simply put in a special code for you, which is VIP guest, G-U-E-S-T, and they'll get a discount just because they're listening to your podcast and a part of your community.
Well, you're fantastic, James. And again, I love the aroma of your gifts. So as we close this podcast, James is going to hang out with me and do a special segment for the private Facebook group, Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter, because I want you to hear a little bit more about the personal side and the things that, you know, he has an incredible will to show up even when he's in the midst of his own adversity. So tune in and wait for that Facebook. But last words of encouragement for the people that are watching and listening, James?
Well, always follow your dreams. You know, you have to have a dream to make a dream come true. And the dreams that you have on the inside will starve off all the nightmares on the outside. So follow those dreams wherever they may lead. And never get distracted by less worthy deeds. Remember to shelter them and nourish them and help them to grow. Let your heart hold them down deep where dreams go. You follow your dreams. You pursue them with haste. Always remember life, your life. Your life is too precious and it's too fleeting to waste. And when you follow your dreams and all your days through, the dreams you follow will always come true.
I love that. Oh, that's fantastic. And on that note, thank you all for being with us today. Rewind and re-listen to this incredible man, James Dentley, and his words of wisdom, because you will definitely, no matter where you are, you'll get the aroma of his gifts, which are incredible and long-lasting. So thank you, James, and hold on with me as I thank everybody for watching us and being with us today. Thank you for your dedication to playing big in your own life, and go out there and have an incredible day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.